New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Tonight, we find out if one of the bros goes home. Will Jack, Mickey, or someone else go home? We also discuss the HOH competition, who America picked for the special competition, and if it messes up the plans of the new HOH. But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to But First. I am Adam.
Hi.
And I'm joined by Fatty. I am Adam, the middle-aged assed man, and I'm joined by Fatty this evening. I'm also joined by Moose P. Hello.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
Fantastic. And Faye Driver.
And the elderly Faye Driver.
I'm glad we could get your voice on this podcast this evening.
Thank you very much. Hey, Adam, do you like the open of this, this show because of the saxophone that's in it?
The
very beginning music was actually picked by Fatty because it was the Big Brother theme at some point.
Right.
So I didn't pick that. Fatty sent that to me and said, here, include this in the opening. And I did. So
kudos to Fatty for picking a very Adam Burns intro.
Well, you know, I don't play saxophone, right?
It's first.
I know,
sax.
But we picture you. You're the penultimate trumpeter, and we just picture you rocking out to the beginning of the open music for But First.
Well, you know, saxophone and trumpet are very different instruments.
Well, yes, I know, but nobody else knows that.
But they're both brass.
They are, well, the color, but not, they're not brass instruments. Saxophone is a woodwind.
Forget it.
Saxophone is a woodwind instrument.
All right, let's get on to the personal stories. And, what's been up to, Adam?
Nothing.
How's the Annie going?
Well, we had our last performance this afternoon. It was my worst one.
Thank God.
Oh.
It was my worst one. I think it was because Joey called me 2 minutes before the show started. And the show starts with a trumpet solo. Like nothing else, no piano, no nothing. It is just trumpet, just me. And he calls me 2 minutes before that, and I couldn't answer because obviously I couldn't say, I'm playing a solo in 2 minutes, you know? So I didn't answer, but then, he texted me, I had to text him back. And then in the middle of the show, I called him during intermission and Pride 48 stuff. And I think I just had other stuff on my mind. The solo went fine, but there were other parts in the show that I was not pleased with. But
I'm sure it was the second trumpet part, I'm sure, that you screwed up. The first trumpet was probably magnificent.
Exactly. I mean, there probably was nothing that anyone would have noticed, but I did not feel
but
like
you
it was
noticed.
A I noticed and I did not feel like it was a good performance on my part.
Well, just out of curiosity, how would what comment would Baron Frosty have if he had heard that
he would
that
say
today?
You know, does Baron Frosty feel like he needs to put others down to lift himself up?
Yes, he does.
Is that what he feels like? You know,
his shtick.
If he talks bad about other people, it'll make himself feel better.
Mm-hmm. But He has beautiful feet.
He would say.
But have you seen his belt?
He would say
dementia belt.
That that it was a very middle-aged performance. Is what he would say. That's,
well,
that's,
as long as you know your place.
That's what, and I want to say, so no one knows that's listening to Butt First or cares, really. But I'm just going to say right now, in the group me, so I've talked on my own personal podcast about buying jeans for the horror night. Because I still would like to feel sexy occasionally, and I like to wear sexy clothing. I do. I don't.
These
I
are
don't
the acid wash jeans you picked up off Amazon.
They're not acid washed, but they're the jeans that I've been discussing, and they show a little butt crack, you know, as you do, the you know, to be sexy. And
yeah, let me show you what it looks like.
I want to say. Oh, lovely, lovely. Oh, that's the way you pick at it like that makes it even sexier. But
it was just scabs
and. I have never, back in my younger days, I probably was trying to look twinkish, but I don't think I've ever been a twink, and I certainly don't think I look like a twink now, but I still want to look sexy. Even if I have a dad bod and stubble and whatever, you can be sexy and not be a twink. So I don't want anyone to have the impression that I'm trying to look like a twink. I just want to look slutty and sexy. That's it, when I go to the bar. So I bought these jeans and I'm going to wear them. And Baron Frosty said that he's looking forward to seeing my middle-aged ass. And you could, that's kind of a backhanded compliment, isn't it? You know,
it is.
No, he loves you to pieces.
You could take it as, oh, he's looking forward to seeing my ass. Or you could take it as him going, why is Adam trying to show his ass that's middle-aged? But, you know, that's why I've been obsessing the first 15 minutes of this show now about that.
I
love Baron. He's fantastic. Other than when he's insulting my ass. Anyone else have a personal story?
You look fabulous, Adam. Thank you. Don't sweat it.
Thank you. He probably
meant
nothing
by it.
Do you
have a personal story?
I don't know. I mean, that's a tough one to follow, the old Gene story.
How is your dad bod middle-aged ass?
My dad bod middle-aged ass, you know, I'm well past middle-aged. I'm just a couple of years from getting my AARP card, so
Nafei, you like to wear sexy clothing on occasion, don't you?
All the time.
Well, see, so there's nothing wrong with me wanting to show a little ass cleavage, is there?
Absolutely. I am 100% behind you and your ass cleavage.
Thank you.
So I don't have a personal story, but I would like to say this. You know, when you get general contractors to do work around your house?
As you do.
It's a very frustrating experience. I just like to say today I'm slightly frustrated and somebody should be fired. But because I'm basically the general contractor on this project, I can't fire myself. So.
So, Faye, have you ever watched the show Love It or List It?
I don't know how anybody could build a house in 7 days, because I would like to say it's physically impossible to do.
That's not Love It or List It.
No, I know Love It. Yeah, I know Love It or List It. In Canada, we have two versions. We have the Ontario version and the BC version. Are you speaking of one particular version?
Well, it's got Hillary and the guy that seems gay but is not, I guess.
That's the Ontario version. We don't watch that here on the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
We hate them.
The thing is, that show is so stressful because as soon as Hillary gets started, you know if there's a basement project, that's going to be cut.
Like, exactly.
They're going to have termites or that their HVAC. The HVAC is going to have to be replaced, and she's going to say,
"The city's going to come in and say you got to move the property line 3 inches to the west."
And she's going to say, "I'm sorry, I can't do the basement." And they're going to get really upset and say, well, I'm sure David's going to find us a wonderful house. And she's going to get all pissed off and be mean to them.
I can't take any more of this, Bill. We're moving to a new place.
So is that what? And when they have the walkthrough, I mean, the reason that made me think of this when they have the walkthrough with Hillary and the contractor, I want to punch the contractor because he is just negative Nancy. Like, well, he's like, no, Hillary, there is no way we can do this on that budget. He's like, no, we can't do it. We've got $125,000. Nope. Sorry. Can't do that. We just can't do this list. And, you know, I'm like, oh,
well,
you're
Hillary
so negative.
Doesn't understand. You can't knock out a wall, and we have to put a beam in here, and that's an engineered beam. And like, Hillary has no idea what she's doing.
Well, anyway, you guys, I guess you love...
I have no idea what the fuck y'all are talking about.
All right. Well, let's get on.
So Faye's frustrated with his contractor.
Sure. All right. Well,
anybody else's personal story? Moose, Fatty?
Nothing for me.
You'll hear about my personal stories tomorrow.
You're still doing that show?
Fatty cannot... Fatty cannot give personal stories anywhere else.
Listen to my my extremely old ass on Monday.
My mom told me that when you get in your 40s, like, it's like the best time of your life because you stop caring as much and, you know, things don't bother you. I am going to be 41 in 5 days. I still care. So I'm waiting for that magical age where I stop caring.
You got 5 more days?
5 days.
Oh, at 41, I just snap my fingers and I don't care anymore. I'm like,
overnight.
Fuck it. I don't care. Yeah.
That's really interesting. Your mother's very wise.
Well,
all right.
She probably voted for Trump, so I don't know if, you know.
Okay, maybe not.
Why don't you take us, come on, Moose, take us into Wednesday, August 7th, the Big Brother.
Okay.
Where Mickey and Jack have been nominated.
Yeah. The show opened with Mickey saying the relationship with Jack was totally over, but he would not campaign against him, which kind of surprised me. Holly blamed Mickey for blowing up the six by running his big mouth. Jess talked to Holly, said she wanted Jack out. Jess told Nick that she wants Jack out. I mean, it was a big old mess. Any comments, y'all?
Well, I'm all for Jess wanting Jack out. Oh, we're joined by Gay Country West in the chat room.
I wonder if Gay Country West likes spicy things.
I don't know.
I don't think he does.
Apparently, nobody in Pride 48 other than Taylor and myself likes spicy food. So what I want to say about Jack is, you know, I am so empathetic. I think the problem is that I'm a very empathetic person. So anytime there, even if I hated someone 5 minutes ago, if they're going through something and they're struggling, my empathy takes over and I feel bad for them. So, like, this whole time, you know, I was like, oh, they shouldn't. Don't vote Jack out. And I cannot stand Mickey. Like, I cannot. After he started making that Cody face that looked like he was going to shoot everybody up, I just could not have it anymore. And Holly is like a mean girl, too. And they're just a mean couple together. And I was just like, don't vote for Jack. Vote Mickey out.
Okay, well, we've got good news. Gay Country West loves spicy food. Just let him take his heartburn medicine.
Oh. Well, I may have something you can help me with, Gay Country West.
Oh my, yes.
Oh, go ahead and tell about the hot sauce challenge.
Oh, well, I was we've been so off the rails on this show.
Let's go. We'll talk about it in New Orleans.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about it in New Orleans.
They did a veto competition on Wednesday. Jess, Jack, Mickey, Kat, Tommy, Nick participated. They had to sit on the spinning chair contraption. And
it was a special chair.
It was a special chair. Not your special chair, but
no.
Now, Fatty, chair. Is that what happens on your special chair? Do people spin around?
There is some spinning,
I'm sure.
Yes.
So,
there's also some things that fly from that chair too.
I was going to say, do they spin around and then take aim? And you know,
there's definitely some aim taken.
And okay,
points are assigned based on where it lands. You know.
So anyway, they used a catapult to propel a rocket kind of thing onto a board, and the low score on the board would have to draw a prize or a punishment, one or the other. There were three punishments and two prizes. The prizes were a trip to Hawaii and $5,000, I believe.
Yep.
And of course, the ultimate good thing was the veto.
Excuse me.
And I believe the
power of veto.
Yeah.
The competition was called Toss One Off in Space. So, or something like that.
I didn't catch that.
Can I just say before you go on, Moose, Mickey has been pouting for the 3 days.
Oh,
when
my
he was nominated, he was pouting, and he was just being the biggest little whiny little four-year-old that you'd ever want to have in the house.
That is also something that I can't stand. People who are at the top and they have all the power and, you know, everything's going their way. And the minute they get on the block, they are whining and pouting and making faces and being babies the whole week. Like, you know, their shit doesn't stink. Like they cannot believe that they got, I got put on the block. You know, Jack, on the other hand, made several comments where he was like, you know, you guys do what you need to do for your game. I still love all of you. Mickey wasn't having any of it. He was like,
But just a minute. Jack is such a douchebag, though. Like, that was a total gameplay move. I can't wait till we get to Jack's eviction. Have we done a Jack's eviction yet?
No, we're not there.
We're a day away from that.
Get to it. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. Kat was the first out, and she got
two
veto. Then Jack was the second out, and he won the trip to Hawaii, but traded it for the veto. Tommy was the third out, and got an angry alien to follow him, but also traded that, I think. Mickey was a fourth out, and he got the Explorer punishment and traded that with Tommy. Then Nick went out, got the $5,000 and kept it, which kind of surprised me. Jess got the alien doctor, but traded for the veto with Mickey. So Jess ultimately got the power veto.
And then can we just say kudos to Jessica for, one, winning the HOH, and then also basically winning the veto in this competition.
Yeah, she did well this week.
Yeah, and congratulations to all of them for not vomiting while on the Vomitron.
It looked like they were going to.
Ugh.
So the punishments, Tommy's Explorer thing, he had to dress in a rocket costume and run around the house every time Big Brother announced. And he would have to yell, traveling at the speed of light, sound, or smell.
Smell.
And apparently the smell was really awful. Although the sound was not too pleasant either. He had these little air horn things.
I have to say, Tommy was kind of cute in the little rocketeer outfit. I thought he played the part well and was a good sport with that.
Yeah, he was.
But I hate punishments. I don't find them funny. Like, I just don't like. They seem pointless to me. Like, I don't really like him, but yeah, he was a good sport, and you know, he wore it well.
And that lasted all week.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole Jack punishment.
Nothing else would happen in the house if they didn't have their punishments, though.
It's true.
I don't know. I just don't enjoy them. I mean, I could almost fast forward through all those parts. like where Jack is being yelled at by the alien, who, by the way, is the same guy who was the old woman last season or whatever. I think it is,
but
anyway.
That guy commits to the role. Like, he is dedicated.
That was my favorite of all the punishments. Actually, I liked all three of the punishments. But the alien yelling all the time was just delightful.
It was hilarious. It was the best thing ever, especially because it was Jack too.
Right.
Well, also, I think Jack needed that in a way, because Jack was, I mean, kind of despondent a little bit, and he needed somebody to play off of. I mean, the alien kind of became his friend.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the veto meeting, the nom stayed the same. And
let's mention what Jackson's punishment was.
Okay, that was the alien autopsy.
Yes, and I liked it also because it just shot big globs of shit all over him all the time. And it was just like, you know it's coming and you know you're going to get covered, but it still just knocked him backwards. It went out with such force. I love it.
You know it's coming. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And does it gets anybody all else, over you.
Does anybody else know about this gunge fetish stuff? Have you seen this?
Gunge?
Gunge. I don't know what that is.
All right. Well, everybody get on your Google and Google gunge fetish.
Spell it.
G-U-N-G-E.
Okay.
And there are boys, at least in my experience, there are boys who like to pour the same type of crap that they shoot out of the alien guts. You know, mm-hmm. we saw it at the beginning of the season when they did the exploding thing with all the colorful goo all over people. Well, there are these sex maniacs who love to get covered in gunge, which is the same type of colored, gooey, gummy stuff, and get all hot and bothered with
it. I believe that Dr. Stone enjoys a version of that. I believe he calls it the glazed donut, though. But anyway.
Right. Okay. Well, there's all kinds of people. There's all kinds of videos and stuff available if you look up gunge.
Okay.
Spandex and all
now,
that kind of
stuff. Faye, just out of curiosity, how did you happen to find that? Is that a personal favorite thing of yours?
You know, things come across my desk from time to time. I don't know how they arrive. It's the spam. You know, I just, you come across these things, so to speak.
So y'all, we're delighted to have with us the gunge driver tonight.
You know,
right,
that
look
we,
for my
we
videos.
Taylor said earlier there were going to be surprises at Pride 48. We didn't mention that we're going to have a big vat of gunge. And we're going to gunge it up.
Anyway, my point is there must be someone on the production team who is into this gunge fetish, because there's a lot of it this year.
Did you ever? Now, I don't know. I guess you guys had this in Canada. Have you heard of the show You Can't Do That on Television?
Yes.
It was a Nickelodeon show here, and there was that girl with the black curly hair, Moose. I think her name was Moose on the show, actually. And they would, when you, if you say, I don't know, they slime you so that you get this slime port. That's basically gunge, right? I mean, it's the same,
exactly.
It's the same stuff.
You got her. That's the idea.
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to say this. The one thing I found funny about that particular punishment is that he was in bed and they called him to go and do an autopsy. He gets all messy. And the way they edited it was he got in the shower after that. And as soon as he got washed off, he was still in the shower and they call him again.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, come on. I just got showered. So he has to put the stuff back on, go back out, and get gunged again. So,
all right, gunging right along, Moose.
Okay, one thing before we leave it. Jack and his alien. I really loved it when the alien took his tattoo that said, "Hello, my name is," and wrote stupid underneath. That just made my day.
It was, yes, the alien was just fantastic. I don't know who that actor is, but God love him.
Okay, so before the vote, Jack tried to reunite the remaining six shooters. Mickey joined in, but Mickey was rather confrontational and really upset, Christy. Mm-hmm. So the vote turned out to be Jack 6, Mickey 2, and...
Oh, just now slow your roll there, mister.
Okay.
Before we get to all this voting, okay. I want to talk, because that's now, we're on now onto the Thursday, the vote, right? The veto, yeah. the veto and the vote.
Which for many of us in the U.S. was preempted by Thursday night sports ball.
Oh, dear. Uh-oh. I just want to say a couple of things that are of importance, and that is that Christie's panic power, I can nominate the veto winner to nominate the nominee or whatever that hell that was. Finally, that died because Jessica won the power of veto, right?
Right.
So there was no point in having that power. Thank you, Big Brother. I also would like to say kudos to the man who designed the penis hat for Tommy and his Rocket Man costume. Yes. The penis hat was awesome. And does anybody have anything to say about Julie's orange dress? Or is it tangerine?
Well, she looks somewhat like a dreamsicle, but other than that...
I don't know, but I refer to her dresses as those middle-aged tangerine dresses. So that's all I know. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you can wear one at Pride 48 NOLA.
Yeah. I didn't really have – it didn't offend me.
No.
So there are two things with Julie's dresses. Either they offend me and I think they look horrible, or I don't notice. So I think she's good if I don't notice. Like, I don't really ever go, "Oh, that's a fabulous dress," you know, or anything like that. But I will have the negative emotion if I think it sucks. So I didn't have a negative emotion about this dress.
So you had no empathy?
Nope.
For the dress?
Okay. No. It was fine, I guess.
Okay.
I would also, yeah, I agree. The dress, I think it was a nice dress. And it, as much as I was uncertain about the color, I still thought it worked for her.
Would you have worn it, Faye?
Yeah, I think I could see myself in that dress.
Okay. All right.
All right. I also would just like to say that Mickey jumping into the pool after being gunged by the alien guts, I think that was rude. And if anybody has ever had to try to manage the chemicals in a pool, they would understand that that's the worst thing you could do, is jump into a pool fully clothed, especially with a bunch of gunge on your costume.
You hear that?
All right. Go ahead, Moose.
Okay, after the vote, Jack went out and had to talk to Julie a little bit. She gave him a hard time for his somewhat racist comments that have happened over the last few weeks. So,
like, don't sugarcoat it. She took him to task. Like, she was,
yeah, she really,
she repeatedly, she didn't give up on the things that he said that were very racist.
Right. Then after a little bit of a discussion, matter of fact, they didn't even get a chance to show the goodbye messages. They did have the HOH competition. It was a paddle a kayak down a river in as close to 9 seconds as possible. Tommy won. So... comments,
yay,
here?
Yay, Tommy.
Well, they evidently practiced earlier in the day or whatever, so that was not the first time they had been in it. I will tell you that.
Okay.
A lot of times when it's a skill HOH, they will let them practice. They don't decorate the set up, so they don't necessarily know exactly what's going on, but they were able to practice that ahead of time.
Does anybody have any comments about Jack? I mean, prior to when Jack and Mickey were on the block and they did their speeches on voting night. Does anyone have any comments about Jack's speech about how he was trying to charm every single house guest?
I don't understand, unless he thinks he's gonna have a jury battle back or something like that. You know, maybe he's just trying to, you know, mend bridges for when it's all over too. So who knows? Well, he's got to live with those folks when they get evicted in the jury house. So,
well, I know you guys have just written him off, but I found him a lot more likable in this week than I have in the past. And I'm sure that was all gameplay and maybe he is an ass, but I found him a lot more likable than Mickey. So I thought it was cute. He was trying to like remember something about each person. And, you know, I thought it was imaginative as far as speeches go.
All right.
Well, I do like Jack better than Mickey, but you know, Mickey's the lowest life form to me.
That's not saying a whole lot.
Yeah, he's awful. So, are we ready for Sunday?
Sure.
Okay, America's vote. They voted Annalise, Christy, and
Mickey.
Mickey, Jackson. Thank you.
We can call him Jackson now. That Jackson.
Anyway, they voted them to participate in this competition. And one would end up safe, one would get a punishment, and one would be put on the block immediately to be a third nominee for the week. And it was roll an egg up the side of a wire mesh thing, down a ramp, and knock down letters. It was pretty difficult.
This egg competition is one of the most difficult competitions in Big Brother. And like typically they hold it to the end. Because I think it's so difficult. But then they added this additional roll the egg down the ramp aspect of this competition to knock down four letters, S-A-F-E, safe. And I think this was a brilliant competition.
It was tough.
Yeah, it was so difficult.
One thing that I thought might have been new is when they have the egg in the middle, this thing can come down randomly and like smash
the chicken.
I don't remember that in the past. Has that been something they've always done?
No. That's new.
I don't remember that either.
Because they would get it over there and then the chicken would come down and smash. I was like, oh, they worked so hard. Because they look like they're working so hard to get that egg maneuvered.
Yeah.
And then the chicken. And you know there's someone back there controlling it. It's probably not random at all. There's some guy back there going... hitting a button, you know, he's like, ah, they've got it there now. He's hitting a button.
Yeah.
Anyway. Christy was so bad at this game.
Oh
like,
my God.
So bad. So we didn't discuss this, but beforehand they were discussing and Annalise went into Tommy and said, hey, first of all, Christy was a blubbering mess. She's like, oh, America doesn't like me. America Christy. Doesn't like me. You know, whatever.
I am so sick of her.
And then, you know, Tommy and Christy are like best buds and they have like a final two or whatever. And Annalise knows that. And so Annalise is kind of working with Tommy and Christy a little bit. And her and Nick, you know, they've been in the HOH room a lot and whatever. And she goes in there and she's like, you know, I could throw this competition because, you know, nobody's going to vote for me to go home. And that would keep Christy safe. And, you know, Mickey is all about, no, we've got to get Christy on the block. We've got to get Christy on the block.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you. Question. What does Tommy want? Does Tommy want Christy gone or does he want her to stay? It's clear.
I think Tommy and Christy are working together.
Well, I think they are, too. But I think he also... Well, although between Tommy and Christy, ain't nobody going to vote for Christy over Tommy having played a better game, you know?
Yeah, I think Tommy sees that Christy is a liability and he's saying to everybody, oh yeah, we got to keep her here. But I think in his heart, he thinks I got to distance myself from this gong show.
So Gay Country West says he has to say he thinks Jackson was smart once in shaking the eggs. Now, I have a question on this. Can you scramble an egg inside the shell by shaking it?
I don't know.
I did not think you could do that. I thought no matter how hard you shook it, it would still the yolk would still stay whole.
No.
But Mickey was saying you could actually scramble.
Gay Country West says yes you can.
Well, yeah, you can disrupt the different sections of the egg. Like if you shake it hard enough, you can break the membrane between the yolk and the white is, and make it act like a solid orb.
Well, the weight is distributed more evenly.
Right. Yeah.
Next time I want scrambled eggs, I'm going to try just shaking them in the yolk first and see if they come out scrambled.
Now, just out of curiosity, Adam, will you have grits with those scrambled eggs?
Well, not generally at home, because I don't generally cook grits at home that much, but I do love them at a restaurant.
Okay.
Waffle House. I love getting grits and then pouring sugar on them. A little bit of butter and some sugar. Oh, they're so good.
Butter and sugar.
I like a cheese garlic grit as well.
Okay.
It's either butter and sugar or cheese. Do you like grits, Fatty?
I love grits, but I want them, and Moose will agree with me on this, I bet. I want them with some butter and some red eye gravy.
I don't eat them at all.
What? I
hate them.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a good southern.
Do you like grits?
I have no idea what the fuck a grit is.
Oh, we're going to have to mail. Y'all, could somebody mail the Faye driver? What's the mailing address to Faye Manor there, Faye?
Box 5, P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, Virginia, or something like that.
Grits are like a southern polenta. So, except usually it's like a, do you know what polenta is?
I do know what polenta is.
So grits are like polenta, a similar texture, flavor, all that kind of stuff. Usually they're made out of a white corn instead of the yellow that polenta is made out of, but they're very similar in texture and flavor.
All right. Well, when I'm traveling down to the good old, I'll order grits
and I like them either with cheese and garlic or with butter and sugar, one of those two ways. And I have seen people have them with some sort of jam or jelly, but I'm not a fan of that myself. But
all right.
Anyway, so okay. I was going to say, so Annalise said she was thinking about throwing the competition. And I know Moose is going to get to this, but Christy did such a horrible job. At some point, Annalise is like, fuck it.
Well, yeah. the interesting thing was also that the other house guests got to watch them from inside the house on the TV screen. So it's not like the three of them were competing and nobody knew what was going on. So the others were watching, which is an important part of this.
Yeah, and the others could say that, yes, Annalise was throwing this competition. I mean, she didn't, step up and do a little bit better. So, anyway, yes, Faye.
I'd like to say the name of this competition was Escape the Coop. And Christy says, America hates me, she cried out.
But America, I will say, I'm with Jackson. I think that America voted for the three they don't like.
Yeah,
I agree.
Jackson said if it was the ones they did like, then Cliff would have been competing.
So I want to say I'm sure it was partially that, but me personally, and again, this is just me personally, but I think they also got a lot of votes because. They were in that six, and America was tired of that six, everything going their way for the entire season so far. And they were probably the least likable of those six. So America was like, we want somebody from the six to go home, so we're going to put up three of those six.
Yeah.
And I think had Jackson been evicted, Jack would have been competing in that.
Right.
Well, I know I voted every day, and I voted for Jack and Jackson. So okay. Because I hated them both.
Okay. There you have it.
Anyway.
So okay. Now, just wait. So Mickey ends up being safe for the week, right? In this Eggscape of the Coop competition. And of course he's a dick about it, and he's in there with Holly, like celebrating in the storage room, whatever, yada yada yada, fist pumping and all that, and humping each other and stuff like that.
Blowing the horn, the trucker horn.
Right.
Holly and Mickey are really becoming Cody and Ariana Grande to me. I can't remember that girl's name, but the one that tried to look like Ariana Grande. I don't remember her name. But they're becoming that couple to me. I mean, I can see them both getting evicted and then going on Amazing Race. That's that's the next step for them.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, he's just the big enough douchebag to be able to do that. Now, I would like to talk about Nick. Can we talk about Nick? Because one of our co-hosts on this show, but first, has thinks that Nick is an idiot. Or am I correct? Is it Alex Lefebvre who doesn't like Nick?
Somebody thinks Nick is an idiot, but I didn't really see it. Maybe Chris. It might be Chris from Tennessee, because I feel like
yes, Chris.
He might have said correct. Nick is an idiot.
And by the way, Alex Lefebvre was busy tonight, and Chris couldn't be bothered to join us.
Right.
Well, Chris can't be here, it's because he's going to the gay bar.
I believe you mean the gabar.
And I want the listeners to know that's how much Chris from Tennessee loves our faithful listeners. He chooses the gay bar over you. I'm just saying.
Oh, bus thrown. Can we talk about Nick, and he wants to use the veto on Christy. He's like totally 100% in Christy's court, but I don't think Tommy is in favor of that, because I think secretly Tommy wants to get Christy out.
I don't disagree with you. But I also am not sure Tommy knows what Tommy wants.
Well, I do think it wasn't obvious based on anything I watched, so I can't really say, but I would say this. It makes sense that she has made a lot of enemies in the house, and Tommy could really like her or have wanted to work with her, and then decide for my game, if I really want to win, it would not hurt if she was out, because I've got more friends than she does, and now she's becoming a drag on me. But yes, I don't want to be the reason that she's leaving. So it could be like a bittersweet. Like, I think this is good for my game. I don't, you know, I'm not happy that she'd be leaving, but it would be good for my game. So I don't know.
Well, yeah, Tommy is saying that he wants Kat out. You know.
Yes.
So.
Well, I think he does. I mean, I think he does, but I do agree with Faye that at the very least, it would not hurt Tommy's game to have Christy gone. And he's got to realize that.
Well, I think Kat has more friends in the house. She could have some votes there. She's played a good social game. It's a crazy game, but
she is so ditzy.
She is. But that makes her
a non-threat.
Right.
I know, but still.
Okay.
So, all right. So Mickey won. Annalise tried to throw it until she was like, this is obvious. I can't. Like, Christy is doing so horribly. You know, 2 days later when Christy finally gets them all knocked over, it's going to be obvious to the house guests that I threw it. So now I have to try. And then Annalise ends up beating Christy, and then Christy goes on the block.
And Annalise's punishment is dressing in a chicken costume for a week, which scares Nicole. Nicole, poor little Nicole is afraid of birds. God. So
it's a fucking felt suit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm still afraid of.
Nicole is she's as crazy as Christy, and that, I mean, well, Christy too.
I'm afraid of death. But if someone walked around in a Grim Reaper felt costume, well, I'm not going to be scared.
But that would turn you on.
If you're afraid of death, but you've had Vera on your show before.
I couldn't think of anything else I'm afraid of. I'm not a fan of spiders, but someone wearing a felt spider suit is not going to freak me out. You know?
Well, now you've spoiled my costume for the pink carpet in... I'm going to be a purple spider.
I have a fear of Fatty's balls, but someone wearing a felt suit of, you know, shaped like Fatty's balls wouldn't freak me out.
Maybe
that'll make suits that big.
Wearing my balls. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh, wait, and Christy goes into fucking, oh, the end of the world. Woe is me. Blah, blah, blah. I'm so sick and tired of her and the waterworks.
Mm-hmm.
When she becomes the third nominee.
Okay.
Anything. Uh-huh. Like anything that happens to Christy that isn't good, it's the waterworks, though, right? It's not just a major game thing. Whatever.
Well,
I'm sorry.
And before we go on to the nominations, let's just let's just talk about several people made pleas to Tommy. Kat, you know, were you going to talk about this, Moose?
I wasn't. I was going to kind of gloss over that.
Okay, so I was going to say, Kat goes in and she makes her argument that, you know, there's no way she's going to vote Christy out, so he should just keep her off the block because she's going to be vote to keep Christy there.
Right. And if she's on the block, she can't vote to keep Christy there.
Right. And Cliff goes in and does the thing he always does. He just says, hey, I'll work with you. I mean, that's basically what Cliff does. He's like, I'll promise that I'll never put you up and I won't vote against you. And really, those are the only pitches we saw. I didn't really see Cliff and Nicole talked, but Nicole, I never saw her go in and talk to Tommy. Nick is working with Tommy at this point, it seems. So we didn't see Jessica make a pitch.
It doesn't mean that they didn't. It's just we didn't see it.
Well, right.
I'd like to say that I was very disappointed when Tommy won the HOH because I feel like, the four remaining losers, the floaters, whatever, the gimps, whatever. Every one of them, being Cliff, Nicole, Jessica, and air quotes Kat, right? Who's the fourth gimp?
Well, there's Jessica, Cliff, Nicole, and it would be Kat, except she's really not really working with them,
right?
I mean, okay, she's really working with Holly, but
right.
I'll say
because
this:
they have no hope.
I don't know if this is because I have a soft spot for, you know, the people that are the underdogs, but I feel like it would be a really smart move for Tommy to start aligning with some of those underdog people and start getting out some of the bigger ones like Mickey and Holly and, you know, even Annalise and, you know, some of the bigger ones, because I think Tommy is very likable and has a lot of people on the jury that would vote for him to win. But if he's with the stronger ones, I think he has, at the end, he has a, you know, he's less likely. If he's with one of the ones who've kind of floated along, I feel like he has a good chance of winning at the end. So I don't know why he's so dead set on keeping the six together, because he's been saying this whole week, well, I really want the six to keep working together. But if it were me, I would be trying to distance myself and start getting those people off.
Yeah.
Even if it was just back doors or whatever, but he seems to want to still stick with those six people, and I wouldn't, personally.
Right. Because traditionally, at this point in the game, when the strong alliances have started to disintegrate, there you typically see a major shift in the power and people changing alliances to the weaker groups. Uh-huh. So I'm sure that it is bound to happen, but mm-hmm. I don't think we're at the point yet where, because the Six really feel like they're still in control. And, you know, there was talk earlier in this week about how the Six are disintegrating and falling apart. But then again, by about Thursday or Sunday, we start to see that they're still working together, right? So until it comes to a point when the Six or the Five now start to be at odds with each other, I think they're going to continue to maintain control of the house.
I do. I also want to say, you know, Nick is my guy. You know, he's on my team. But I will say, I feel like he's really taken the radar off of his back a little bit. I don't know if there's anything he's done or it's just luck. But, I mean, he was part of Nick and Bella. Everybody hated them. And now, all of a sudden, you know, he's just floating along and he's aligning himself with different people. And I feel like he's using a little bit, even though, you know, you may not see it, he must be strategizing a little bit behind the scenes, because you see him kind of talking to the various groups, and he's really taken the target off of his back. So fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Well, I think as soon as Bella left, it took the target off of Nick.
And there were some talk about him flirting with Tommy and about whether or not he's gay, but there could be another side to that. He could be flirting with Tommy to get in good with Tommy. You know, that's also could be a strategy.
You're very astute there, Mr. Burns.
Well, on the block this week, we've got Christy, Cliff, and Kat. Now, I don't know how the power of veto is going to work with three people, so, or even the veto comp. So,
I have spoilers on that.
I hope you do.
But I know Faye doesn't like to listen to my spoilers.
Are you going to tell us who won one of the major, the veto?
Yes. But before I do
Faye,
that,
how long have you been doing this show with us, Faye? You act like you're surprised every single episode.
I know. Well, that but Fatty sometimes the spoilers just that somebody slept together and someone had a big dick.
All right. Well, I've got a spoiler that's not that you're going to want to hear.
We're not talking about the contest because I am not prepared with anything. We're going to do that on the live show in New Orleans. So we're not having a contest segment tonight.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm ready. Hit me with all your spoilers.
Nick has gone into the diary room and told them that he has a crush on Tommy. And then he went and told Tommy that he went in the diary room and told him that he has a crush on Tommy. Tommy has said, now, Nick, whenever Zingbot comes out and says something about the two of us being a couple or being, you know, humpity bumpity or something, don't start humping up on my leg or something. Just give me a kiss on the cheek. And so Tommy's first two nights in the HOH room, Christy and I don't remember who the other person was, either Kat or Annalise, slept in the bed with him upstairs, and Nick was pissed because he wanted to sleep in the HOH room alone with Tommy. And supposedly that's happening tonight.
Ooh. Gay gasp.
Tommy says, I don't want to get fucked in this game. And Nick says, well, you might. So there may be a gay country West has the all access, the CBS all access. So he can watch the cam. So Wes, you'll have to let us know if you see some Bobo honking in the.
I also have CBS All Access, not for the cams. I watch Star Trek Discovery. But anyway, and I'm looking forward to the Picard show as well. That's going to happen in 2020. However, I find the live cams to be the most boring.
It is like
watching paint dry. I tried.
Well, that's what it's like to be in the house. There's nothing going on.
I mean, that show needs some editing to make it exciting because it is so boring to sit there and watch them paint their nails.
Now, I will also tell you this, that Annalise has to do more than just wear the chicken costume. Another part of her punishment, and she has to wear it all week, is Big Brother, she has to go out into the coop out in the yard and cluck and do all this kind of stuff or something. And then Big Brother tells her she has to go and prepare eggs in different styles. So then she has to go back in the house, and there's a basket of eggs in the storage room. She can't talk while she's preparing the eggs. She can only cluck.
maybe one of her styles is she has to shake the egg while it's still in the shell.
Well, she's had to make scrambled eggs and poached eggs and deviled eggs. And
I love a good deviled egg.
She did not know how to make a fucking omelet. And eggs Florentine. And so anyway, they're all going to be sick of fucking eggs by the time this week is over.
Speaking of any kind of food, I want to tell you guys, I found a really good dessert, a really good white trash dessert this week. If you have a can of Ready Whip in your refrigerator and you have a bag of pretzels.
No gay person has a can of Ready Whip for starters.
I'm gay and I love Ready Whip. Oh my God, I love Ready. Anyway.
You're not gay.
It's only 25 calories
you're
per squirt.
It is. So what you do is you take the can of Ready Whip, you shake it up. You squirt some in your mouth, directly in your mouth. Don't put it in a bowl or anything. And then you take
it's Alabama.
Then you take a few pretzel rods and you stick them in there and you eat it together. Like you crunch on the pretzels, eat the Ready Whip. It's like a really salty crust with a nice cream pie. It's so good. It's so good.
Oh my God. I've heard of everything. I am ready to die.
Now here comes some spoilers that you may not want to hear, Faye. So
okay.
Do you want to take your things out?
No.
Go ahead.
I will say this before not to drag it out any further, but I'm gonna. This spoiler part ruins that entire episode for me. Like, I could just skip that episode completely because I know what's going to happen. So it's like,
Take your headphones off.
No, but go ahead. I'm just, you know.
All right. So the power of veto is Otev. And it's Tommy and Christy and Cliff and Kat. Jackson is picked, and there's somebody else that's picked also. I don't remember who it was, but Mickey, I'm gonna win it, you know, so I can keep Christy on the block. He was the first one out, and Tommy ends up winning the power of veto. Which is going to make it very interesting to see if he uses it or not.
So that'll show his cards right there. I mean, if he, he has to.
Well, anyway, so that's a nice twist to the game. So anyway, Nick may have competed also. I think it was Nick was the other one.
Now, you know what? You know what I think?
Cliff got hurt on Otev.
I think, and I thought this from the beginning. You can, Faye, you can put your headphones back in. You can put your headphones back in, Faye. I'm not going to say anything about what Fatty said, but I thought from the very beginning that Tommy should have put up Holly and Mickey next to each other.
He couldn't because Mickey was
Well,
saved.
I know he couldn't, but he wasn't talking about that at all. So that wasn't even going to be his strategy. But I'm just saying.
Well, because he wants to put the six back together.
I know. But I thought I would have put up Holly and Mickey if I could and try to get them out. Because Annalise was looking like she wanted to work with, you know, Christy and Tommy. And Nick looked like he wanted to work with Christy and Tommy. I think it would be, have been the perfect time. And then, you know, if luck would have shined upon him, if he could have had Kat, Holly, and Mickey as the three up there, that would have been perfect. Because they're the ones that kind of know each other, supposedly.
All right.
Anyway.
But anyway. So, there you have it.
Well, that is a very interesting spoiler, Fatty. We will just have to see what happens.
Uh-huh.
Faye, it is some drama, let me tell you.
All right. Well, this was a very dramatic week this entire week. From last Sunday's eviction and all that of getting Jack out and all the way through this next week, I think finally Big Brother has gotten a little more exciting and watchable. And I hate everybody that's on it even more than I did in the early weeks.
Well, that's perfect. So, and we've got a live Big Brother coming up at Pride 48, don't we, Adam?
We do. I don't know when it's going to be. Sunday at noon, Central. One Central.
That's right.
What time?
Oh.
Sunday, it's the very first show on Sunday. Go to pride48.com and look at the schedule. And
so
we're going to have.
I'm the Faye Driver. You can find me at pinkwheelnuts.com.
Great. Moose, where can we find you? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Who knows? We may even have Gay Country West come and sit with us.
We could.
On the panel there. So, anyway.
That would be very welcome.
I hear Gay Country West likes to podcast in just a jock strap. I don't know. At least he used to.
Right.
Fatty, where can you be found?
You can find me in Nolens starting Wednesday afternoon.
Cool. And every day on Big, unfortunately, on BigFattyOnline.com.
Dear you.
You can hear about his coupons and all the bits he stole from Auntie Vera. So.
I like to podcast in just a jock strap, too, but I'm doing 3,000 RPM, 51 miles per hour in third gear.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's so hot.
So hot. All right. Well, you can find us at buttfirstpodcast.com, and you can find loads of more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly, that is a mouthful, podcasts over at pride48.com, and we will see you guys in New Orleans. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye, y'all.
Oh.
Bye.
From outside the Big Brother house, I'm Adam Moonves Burns or whatever it is. Let's listen in.
Up.
Let's listen in on the house guests. Good night, everyone.
Let's listen in on everybody else laughing at Adam.
Oh, shut up.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.